Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Say it out loud, this is the Word of God.
This is the Word of God.
And it is working mightily in me.
I believe it.
I receive it.
It's working in me now.
Now, most medicine, if you read the margin, it says, His words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Some translations bring out the word medicine, that it's medicine to all their flesh. Let me read other translations. NIV says it's health to a man's whole body. The Living Bible says they will mean real life for you, His words, and radiant health. God's Word translation says they're life to those that find them and they heal the whole body. Glory to God. Well, how does medicine work? As a usual thing, you don't take a pill or a tablet or a teaspoon of something and in 3 milliseconds, every symptom is gone and, you know, no, it works in you.
Yes.
It helps you, mm-hmm. Helps your systems, mm-hmm. Yeah. Combats the problem. Can you see that? And it's progressive. Everybody say progressive.
Progressive.
The Bible said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall
recover.
Yes. With the nobleman's son, the Bible said he inquired what hour he began to amend. Now there are things that happen in a moment of time, but a whole lot of things happen progressively. You start getting better. And you just keep getting better.
Yes.
And keep getting better.
Yes, sir.
And keep getting better.
Yep.
Until every symptom is gone.
Yes.
And you're 100%.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That happened to me.
It happened to you. Yeah.
I had pain in my joints.
Yeah.
And over the time through the series, it's gone.
It's gone.
Hey!
Pop!
Hallelujah.
As the heat keeps getting turned up,
yeah.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Pop.
Yes.
Pop, pop.
Yes.
Pop, pop, pop. That's good, brother. That's good. Are we happy about him being free from these symptoms and pain, problem? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's a happening. Oh, it's a happening. It's a happening. It's a happening. Oh, hallelujah. When the angel brought that living word from the throne of God to Mary and told her that word about the holy thing being conceived in her, what'd she say? Be it unto me according to your word that you just brought. And what happened? Man, a matter of months later, she gave birth to a child without a father, natural father. What happened? That when she said, be it unto me according to thy word, the word became flesh in her. Hallelujah. Say it out loud,
be it unto me
according to your word. Hallelujah. I receive it. I believe it. It's working in me now. It's working in me now. See, every time, that's why I've mentioned when you read your chapter, don't just do it as a duty. It says, do we have to? Well, of course not. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to pray. You don't have to be saved. Dumb if you're not. But you don't have to do anything. It's not have to. It's get to. And you need it. I said you need it. I need it. You need it. But you don't just see how quick you can run through and mouth the words or speed read or scan. What good's that going to do you? You're taking medicine. Need to take it according to the instructions. What's that, instructions? Yeah, right there on the label. Back up. What's that? My son, attend to these words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Now, come on. What does that mean? Does that mean anything to you? What does that mean? It means I am listening to this. I am leaning in, endeavoring to hear this and get this and understand this, which means I don't need to be texting. I don't need to have the TV going or the radio. Come on, are you listening to me? Or try to do a bunch of other things. I'm inclining. I'm giving myself to this. And then after I get through swallowing it, I need to keep it in front of my eyes. I need to remember it and bring it up again and say it again all through the morning, all through the afternoon, all through the evening, and get it in and keep it in my heart. And then what's going to happen? Time release. Time, he said it's medicine. He didn't say it was like medicine. He said it is medicine. And it is life. And it'll begin to release in you and affect you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, all kind of chemicals and all kind of things are inert until you mix them with an activator. Anybody do any testing, chemistry or anything like that? You had this in this little beaker and this in this little beaker. Everything was cool unless and until you poured some of it in there and then, oh boy, smoke and fire. That potency was in that all the time. It just needed something else to release it. The potency is in the Word of God all the time. It just needs some of your faith. Some of your faith to release it. I can almost hear somebody say, where did he come up with that? Well, that just shows you need to get in this book a little bit more. Go to Hebrews. Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Unto us was the gospel, means the good news, preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached, what? Is it possible to have the life-changing Word of God preached to you and you get nothing out of it?
Yes.
Sadly so. The word preached did not profit them. Why? Because it wasn't God's will? Wasn't their time? No, no. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hallelujah. So you're paying attention to it. You got your ear inclined to it. You keep it in front of your eyes. You do that, the word's going to get in you. And then you need to take some faith. Pour some faith on it. Pour some faith on it and it'll start fizzing and bubbling. Huh? Now you may think I'm just playing around. This is reality. I'm describing things that people have told me. I told you a while back about that man that was in the last stages of lung cancer. He said, it's going all over me. It's going all over me. He said, it's a, what is it? What is it? It's going all over me. Well, he mixed some faith with what he heard and it released that awesome power that can easily change any organ, any blood cell, any bone, any tissue, easily, easily, easily.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for good medicines that have helped mankind, that God's given doctors and researchers knowledge and understanding to get. I pray for researchers and doctors. Oh, but there's no medicine like this medicine. There's no medicine like this medicine. It's good for what ails you. I don't care what it is. You can't overdose on it. You can't take too much of it. The more you take, better off you are. And it has zero adverse side effects. None. Some of these medications, dear me. You hear they read all these things? It might help you out, get rid of your headache, but you could have nausea and bleeding ulcers and loss of vision and hearing, and you might die. Woo! That's pretty rough to get rid of your headache. But this medicine. Oh, somebody say this medicine. This, didn't the Lord say, I am the Lord that heals you. I am your great physician. Well, has our great physician got some medicine?
Yes
he does. Amen. It's every word that has come out of his mouth. Amen. Is life and is medicine. Yes. Hallelujah. Say it again, it's a working in me now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now again, it'll do you no good unless you mix some faith with it. But when you do, it releases what's in it all the time and it begins to affect you in many wonderful ways. Keep reading. They're in Proverbs 4. They're life to those that find them. They're health to all their flesh. Notice the next verse, verse 23. Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence. He hasn't changed the subject now. He's talking about the same thing. Romans 10. Hold on to Proverbs 4 or go back when it's time. Romans 10 talks about being born again and how it happens, how the new birth occurs. Romans 10 and verse 8. It says, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. Say it out loud, in my mouth and in my heart.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.